Señor presidente.
Mr. President, at the outset, I'd like to congratulate you on the way you've been guiding our work and reassure you of our full support. We'd like to also thank Ambassador Gill for the presentation of the work of the GGE. Mr. President, on the existing concerns related to lethal autonomous weapon systems, we believe that it's very important that all member states of the United Nations working closely together with other relevant international organizations, civil societies, networks of NGOs, as well as with the support of academic circles, deal in an open and urgent manner with the specific questions in the dialogue on the threats related to the use of these systems in order to establish specific definitions and parameters, determining in a clear manner the type of technologies and their characteristics that can be then qualified as laws. We also believe that it's high time for the international community to state the fact that the consequences of the use of these systems cannot be accepted based on international human rights law and IHL. And also, the international community should say that we need to achieve progress with greater commitment on these issues. Conditions do exist for us to move towards the creation of a new legally binding international standard that will stipulate clearly what we understand when we say laws, because this is closely related to IHL and may contain moral and ethical considerations on the responsibility of human beings and the decision on the use of force and the carrying out of lethal or destructive military actions. El Salvador believes the adoption of a mandate to negotiate an instrument of this nature should be an immediate objective for all of us. Principles, guidelines are not really sufficient in this respect. Thank you.